extraterrestrials and human intelligence. It seems to me the Earth is getting more popular with extraterrestrials. What do I base this on? I base it on the fact we are seeing more different UAP shapes than ever. I can't be sure this means more aliens are coming from different planets or galaxies to visit us, but there is a good chance this could be true. Having said this, this could have other implications. It could be we are developing space vehicles using some of the technology we have reverse engineered, and we are creating at least some of those different shapes. I have talked ad nauseum why I thought aliens were coming to this planet, but some others think there are other reasons. Even though it seems far out to me, I want to mention one which has come up. It was the extraterrestrials have detected we have souls, and when we die, we pass to another life, and perhaps this doesn't happen for them. There is also a reverse idea which has been stated, which states every living thing has some sort of a soul. I guess if an alien race found proof we had a soul, it might be very interesting to them, and they might want to examine us, and that could account for alien abductions. As I said, I don't subscribe to this idea, but I like to keep an open mind. So, if this is not true, why are there so many reports of abductions and examinations? There is no doubt the aliens are looking for something. They also seem to be interested in the daily lives of some of us, as evidenced by tracking devices which have been found in some people by some doctors, like Dr. Lear. Could it possibly be there is something about us which the aliens want to find so they can use it for themselves? Some believe the thing they are looking for is a way to increase fertility in their races. If this is true, why is it so many different races seem to be involved? As we know, it seems most of the time the abductors are the small greys which seem to have the power to paralyze humans most of the time. I say most of the time because there have been times when people were able to fight them off, but this is very rare indeed. There seems to be some cases where extraterrestrials are disguising the way they look by using some sort of mind control, and even then, there are a few people who see through this. I have to wonder how many of these humans are afraid to talk about this because they don't want to be considered crazy. I would like to mention one case I heard about again. It took place on the New York subway system, if I remember correctly. A woman happened to glance over at a place where there was something reading a newspaper. I say something because it was green and not human-shaped. The worst part was no one was paying any attention to it, and they seemed not to be able to see what the being truly looked like. The lady panicked and ran off the train at the next stop. Another story about resisting being paralyzed to be abducted took place when a man woke up in bed surrounded by greys. When they went to take him, he began punching them and fighting them back. They were said to be puzzled at how he could resist and left. There have been quite a few articles and programs about how we are evolving, and also about us having more abilities but not realizing it or not knowing how to control them. Could it be we all have the power to block the interference with our brains and just don't know it? Maybe that is even the reason so many extraterrestrials are here. They want to find out how we are developing powers which might rival them someday. There are hundreds of people who claim to be able to send thought messages to aliens on ships, and who claim to get an acknowledgement from the aliens. Dr. Greer leads many groups in contact sessions. We also seemed to have a group of people who were able, with being taught, to become remote viewers. These people were able to contact or see others not only anywhere on Earth, but some claimed to have reached aliens in ships near the Earth. One expressed fear when he said, as he saw one extraterrestrial, he knew that the being was scanning him, and the remote viewer immediately broke the link. This might sound far out, but could our brains be even more powerful than some of the alien brains, and do the aliens want to find out why? That might be a good reason to come to Earth. Maybe the extraterrestrials are worried we will soon gain access to this power and be able to do incredible things like sending our consciousness through space to other planets. Isn't this essentially what was done in the remote viewing event, where the viewer was able to see inside an alien vessel? Maybe the aliens see this as some sort of potential weapon. Could this be taken a step further and a powerful remote viewer be able to someday kill a person or being with a thought? There has been a lot of talk about people disappearing and reappearing at a different period of time. It always seems to be said they went through a vortex, but maybe they didn't at all. Maybe they somehow had a certain thought which triggered a trip through time? Some people believe our brains will become so powerful we will be able to do things which seem magical today. One of those things is time travel. Imagine being able to do that just with a thought. Could we have had this ability for thousands of years and not known it? Lastly, I want to get back to a subject I have talked about before, which is why are crashed UAPs allowed to stay on Earth, when the aliens could easily destroy them? It seems they want us to have them. I think the idea is if we can back engineer one, we might have passed their intelligence test. Could it be this is what the extraterrestrials are waiting for? They know it would take a certain advanced type of intelligence to complete this task. I guess we will have to wait and see on this one.